Harris Jr. is one of the most talented and hardworking cornerbacks in the NFL. But he's first and foremost a husband and a father.
You got two little ones now, right?
Yeah.
Does that make it a little bit harder, a little bit more stuff going on at the house?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, just you never get any free time, really, to yourself, really. So when you go home, I'm always I got all girls that all want attention, all love that. They love their dad. So as soon as I get there, I'm pretty much, my life is over pretty much.
Aria's how old now? Three?
Two now.
Two, okay. Yeah, so she's starting to talk. She's a little bit more personality.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's talking, and she's definitely has a personality now. She's kind of like, it's kind of like me, but a girl. So it's kind of.
Look at the camera, boo. Look at. He'll be on TV.
I'd say he's a really fun dad. He's pretty interactive, and he likes to play. He's pretty silly. He'll get on the floor and play around with them and tell her butt stinks. Is dad silly?
Mm-hmm.
Is daddy stinky booty too?
Uh-huh.
So he's really good at playing with them, like playing basketball, and sometimes I'll have an occasional tea party with them. And
Daddy!
Yeah, she loves those.
Aria learned how to share the spotlight last summer as the Harris family welcomed baby number two. And now it's a full house.
Oh my gosh, it's been crazy. So with one kid, we were really good. Aria was always a really good baby, so we were always ripping and running, and she always did so well. But with two, it's a lot different. Especially it was like that exactly. It was crazy.
Chris knows the value of an unwavering teammate, and the afternoon game plan: going on a walk.
You gotta hold them though. Hold them tight. Don't let them go. Hold them tight. Tell them don't run. The ball, slow down. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Me and the doggy.
Yeah, boss is like the biggest Yorkie ever. I had dogs growing up. All grown up. I had a Labrador though.
Hi.
I said go. Oh, run. You better keep going.
Daddy, give her a high five. You're awesome.
Oh, we talked about your family time. How important is that for you to be there all the time, especially for your kids and your wife?
I think it's very important that they just need me around. They need that male figure in their life, especially little girls. I mean, just they have to have their dad there just to, for me, for the discipline and just showing them love, how to be loved from a male. So and then also them seeing me how I treat my wife. So that's some things that I see as very important, especially for the husband, for sure.
Where did you get these, you know, values
from? I just think me growing up, I was a single parent home, so it was just me and my mom and my little sister. So I kind of had to take on that role as a younger person. So I think that kind of kind of stuck with me all through my life.
You're a man of the house pretty early, huh?
Yeah. So me being the man early, and my mom, she would always be working, so a lot of times it'd just be me and my sister. So me having to help take care of her and things like that.
Harris grew up in this small Oklahoma town near Tulsa, where he ruled on the court and the field.
All this way, straight football every day. Out here catching balls every day out here on this field.
These days, he spends a week in the sweltering summer back home coaching kids, prepping the next underdog.
All right, y'all ready? All right, let's go. We got 1-8 right here.
We got people moving into the community because of the camps and all the rave that they've been telling us how good it is. So, I mean, we got to keep it going. Hopefully we can expand on it, try to add a couple more days or something for the kids. And I'll also do high school, too. We also do a high school camp out there and try to give them a boost of what they're going to see in the next step once they get to college.
Bixby isn't the only community in which he's invested. Denver has become his second home and a place where he sees the value of his position to make a difference here as well.
Oh, yeah, I always try to do something on my off day.
He calls it an off day, but really, Chris Harris Jr. never takes a break from being in the community.
You ready? You want me to go first or you go first?
Every year, Chris is near the top of the league for minutes played, but he's also near the top of the attendance list when it comes to Bronco community events.
Oh, you got to make it.
Oh! With me being here 6 years already, we started a little bit, but I definitely have a lot more planned here. Just impacting these kids. Right now, with everything that's going on in the world, they need our support and they need a boost in life. So just us being here on this platform, we're able to do that for them.
Oh!
That platform includes an array of causes like the Drive for Life.
This is every year, coming for the Drive for Life and supporting this is always a great great out for the community, and so it's just always a fun experience. Be able to hang out with the fans and the little kids and just come up here and just show my support for them, thank them for giving blood.
Chris has also been a fixture at the Denver Rescue Mission, helping struggling families have a Merry Christmas each year.
This is what it takes every year to be able to make a big impact in the community, and especially here, man, a lot of these people who are homeless, and just to come here and in the holidays, they don't have a lot of love, so to be able to show them some love is good. We have a great turnout every year. It seems like it's getting better and better, and I'm just glad everybody's starting to sign up for it. Y'all ready?
And his holiday spirit doesn't end there. Harris also sponsors an annual shopping event for underprivileged kids every December.
It's something I've done every year, so it's just fun to take these kids out and let them forget about all the troubles, everything that's going on in their life, and just have a blast today. So a lot of these kids, they can't get everything they want for Christmas and get the toys that they want. They're not fortunate to do that. So it gives us an opportunity to be able to make their Christmas come true.
Football has brought plenty of success to Chris Harris Jr.'s life, but he made sure that the community of Denver has been a part of that success for his entire career.
When we come back, game day in Oakland. One last look at the final details for Harris before an AFC West showdown.